Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustin, and joining us on President's Day, our political observer, Alan Chartok, and, of course, Washington's birthday today. Alan, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. You know, George Washington, the founder of our country, was a bit of an enigma. Unlike Lincoln and others, we didn't know that much about him. We know that there's stories abound, but he was a patriarch. He was a guy of great dignity. I often think of Dwight Eisenhower in the sort of same breath of George Washington. He was a soldier, of course, and whether it was luck or whether it was skill, he led the American Revolution and got this country started. And there was never any going to be any question as to whether or not he would be the president. And then when he was the president for two terms, he said, that's enough. And he was out and set that precedent until Franklin Roosevelt during the Great Depression slash war came along. Lincoln, of course, was a man that almost anybody could identify with and a great man, and therefore sort of shows up as the top guy in every presidential poll, if not in everyone, most of them. FDR, of course, took everybody through the Great War and the Great Depression, and therefore, you know, he often shows up at the top of the list for having saved this country. And make no mistake about it, it was never going to be easy because, well, young people don't think that there was any chance that this country could have lost that war. They could have, and it would have been a terrible consequence. So he shows up, you know, at the top of the list.
Well, perhaps top of the news list has to do with the Michael Dunn trial, Alan. There was a mistrial. This had to do with a man who shot and killed a young black man after loud music was played in the car, and it's all surrounding the Florida self-defense law.
Well, of course, the shooter who took a gun out, and after his confrontation with Dunn for playing too much loud music, he not only shot Dunn, he says it was self-defense, but he also put three bullets into the car, and he was convicted of attempted murder. And he'll be in jail probably from 50 to 70 years. The question is this ridiculous law in which anybody can, quote, hold their ground, take out a gun and say, the guy had a gun, I felt in danger, and therefore I killed him. And in both the Zimmerman case, this case, we have a white shooter killing a black man. And it, of course, brings up all the images of lynchings and everything else that happened in the Deep South. And there's going to be a round of appropriate protests in this country because of what happened.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Thank you, David, and thank you for being there this morning. I know that it's a reduced day because of President's Day. We'll have our regular news schedule, of course, and everything else, but I know it takes a lot to ask you to do it, and we thank you.
My pleasure to be here.